Siyabonga Sithandekile. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, May the 26th. And this is 2015. The program, The Connection on Live Talk. I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
And I'm Tatenda Gumbo.
Tonight, we are discussing university and college fees in Zimbabwe and the challenges students and parents are facing to pay for their matriculation.
So everyone, as usual, let's get connected on Twitter and Facebook using the hashtag TheConnection. You can find us on our Facebook at VOA Studio 7, and our Twitter handle, you can find us on at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on our very vibrant WhatsApp number, and that number is 202-465-0318.
To speak live on air, call us at the following number, 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. Give us a call, we'll call you back, and you'll be live on air.
And of course, for those of you who are able, we're streaming live on our internet pages. Those pages are voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and also voandebele.com.
Again, this is your number one youth forum, The Connection, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Students in Zimbabwe universities and colleges are expected to pay tuition ranging from $500 US, while they're also expected to pay other university fees and accommodation, pushing payments far past $700 each semester in Tunga.
And with such astronomical school fees pricing comes the burden of students and their parents to pay the necessary to make necessary payments. And looking at the prevailing economic conditions with companies closing and workers going months without payment, it is only questionable how parents and students are making due. So tonight, we open up the airwaves to hear from you, the parents, as well as the students.
Yes, in Tunga, and we're hopefully can get a lot of feedback from young Zimbabweans who are in university to find out how they're coping day to day, making these payments in order to get a higher education.
Bongo tatenda ndiyonya irimu dariro nasi kwazwa ivatereri muchirongwa The Connection chirongwa chenyu chirongwa cheve chidiki nasi tiri kutarisa nyaya yema fees zvikuru sei kuzvikoro zvedzidzo yepamusoro-soro kuma colleges nekuma universities vabereki uye vadzidzi vakawanda vari kuchema nekuti mari dzavari kubhadhara dzakawandisa naizvozvo vamwe vadzidzi vari kunzi vari kutadza kunyora maexamination fees maexamination avo nenyaya yekuti vanenge vasina kubhadhara mafees acho. Lichona njani zurukandaba uhlelo The Connection uhlelo lwabasakhulayo lamhlanje khonapha ku Studio 7 ku Live Talk sikhuluma ke ngendaba yama fees ikakhulu emakolishini lasema universities lapho abafunda abaningi abakhala ngokuthi imali abayibhadalayo inengakholo iphezulu sikhangele kubo University of Zimbabwe iminimum ongayibhadala ebhadalwa ngabafundi $500 kusiya phezulu per semester ngalokho abafundi abaningi babikwa besehluleka ukubhala imihloliso yabo ngenxa yokuthi babe bengabhadalanga ama-fees abo ngakho abanye bagcina bengasaqedanga izifundo. Yilo ke udaba olusegudwini lamhlanje kuhlelo The Connection tatenda.
Ntunga, thank you for that there. And of course, I'm hearing in my ear that three of our guests are on standby, so we can say hi to them before we go take a listen to an interview that our colleague Blessing Zulu did yesterday, speaking to the Deputy Minister of Education. So before we go there, I'd like to welcome our guests. First, we have Agency Gumbo on the line. He's a recent graduate at the University of Zimbabwe and a former ZINASU UZ chapter president. Agency, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, Satenda.
Thank you. We also have on the line with us Calvin Mawaire, who is a NASTA student and the founder of Transform Credit Association. Calvin, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And last but not least, we have Alistair Funye, who is a student at the Midlands State University. Alistair, thank you for joining us on The Connection this evening.
Thank you. How are you?
We are very well.
Thank you all for joining us. But before we take off with you guys, would like to play, Tatina said, an interview that our colleague Blessing Zulu had with Deputy Higher Education Minister Godfrey Gandawa yesterday. Producer, roll it.
Since the economic shutdown, we haven't been giving grants and loans to the universities. But as we are speaking now, we are exploring other avenues in which we think we can then find resources to have a revolving fund to assist students coming from poor families. But we are still in the process of trying to create that fund.
And financial institutions not forthcoming, like in other countries, they rely on banks, but the government guaranteeing the loans.
We are trying to engage financial institutions in that regard, but we still haven't, you know, I wouldn't say we now have a concrete deal. You know, I don't want to raise expectations to the generality of the people of Zimbabwe, but we are engaging, we are still engaging. And once we get something fruitful from the engagement, then we should be able to tell our people we have come up with any. But at the moment, we are still negotiating.
Thank you there to our colleague Blessing Zulu, speaking there with Deputy Higher Education Minister Godfrey Gandawa.
Yes, aba Sanders Kuma, uhlelo The Connection, go live talk. Lingas tumela imbono yenu ngalolu daba lizwile. Utaba isikhuluma ngalo lamhlanje udaba lwama fees aphezulu kakhulu aqala kubo $500 per semester esiyaphezulu emakolishini kanye lasema universities. Inamba yokusithinta ku WhatsApp ithi 0012024650318. Abafuna ukusitshayela ucingo lingasibamba kunombolo ethi 0012026192077 ndikutaura vatereri tatenda kuti vangangoda vanoda kutibata pa WhatsApp ne WhatsApp vangatibata pa 0012024650318 vanenge vachida kupinda pachirongwa tifonerei pa 0012026192077.
Thank you, then, Ntunga. And I think Totanga ne my guest, Edu, we can start off with Agency Gumbo. We spoke to you earlier today on our show. Just give us your reaction as you're hearing what the Deputy Minister is saying in regards to the issue of loans and grants within Zimbabwe's universities and colleges.
Well, the Minister is making indications that there are engagements that are being done with financial institutions. Is also talking about a process that they are undergoing with government to create a revolving fund that will assist in the payment of fees. In as much as that is means that we should welcome with positivity, we are also concerned and worried whether or not this is just political gimmick that the government might be trying to put out there so as to solace the disgruntled students and the disgruntled parents in Zimbabwe, because we've been hearing this mantra for a record 4 or 5 years now, with government promising that they are, you know, trying to build up something to enable assistance of financing of education in the country. Yet there has been very little commitment in as far as advancing the success of that those policies. So, you know, we would very much expect that whenever the government or whenever the deputy minister and the ministry pronounce that they are working on a revolving fund, let this not be an internal process, but let it be a process that is result-oriented, a process that will actually come to fruition, a process that will evolve from being mere talk to being a practical and implementable policy on the ground. Because as we are talking, students are running out of time. We have students, we have just gotten into university right now. They need to benefit from what the minister is saying. So if he continues, as his ministry continues to talk like that, it means that, you know, they might end up graduating or end up going out of school without necessarily benefiting from what they are saying. So, we welcome the development, we welcome the promise, we welcome the commitment, but we also are highly expectant of some action on the part of government, action on the part of the Ministry of Higher and Tertiary Education and the Ministry of Finance as well.
Thank you, the agency.
Yes, Tatenda, we have a graph compiled by our own Rutendo. Rungano, sorry.
Rungano, our marvelous intern, of course.
Our intern, she did a brilliant job of compiling the average tuition, per semester for different universities in Zimbabwe. We have the University of Zimbabwe, they are paying an average of $650. That's per semester. NUST, $523. Africa University, 1.2. Midland State University, about 600. Women's University in Africa, $896. Bindura, $452. Great Zimbabwe University, $622. And then we have Solusi University, 1,210. Chinoy, of course, 514. And the Catholic University of Zimbabwe, we have $875.
Mm-hmm. Very ranging there, but of course, for many, even the lowest there, some are saying they can barely afford.
Way out of reach for people in a comatose economy like Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. Calvin, pinda akwe papo digital sama issues ma fees kuma universities and ma colleges. What do you want to say?
There are a lot of students who are failing to pay their tuition. So if government is thinking about further increases in my tuition, my fees, my investment, I think that's a very good move. But as for now, for instance, at NUST, it only accommodates very few people. So it's like we will be struggling to raise money for accommodation as well as money for TMA fees. My accommodation, maybe in Blawayo, they charge very high prices for my accommodation. You can find out that there can be four students, and they're gathered in one room, paying $80 per head, not per room. So that is very expensive. So if you take those high rent, because we combine my MA fees, that means it's bad, and you're going to have to pay for that. Because it's like, Panati, they have what they call a payment plan, whereby a student, and then that's not going to be bad, and it's going to be bad, and it's come. But we can also see that we can also add the government they are being paid, their school fees is being paid by cadetship. But at the end of 2 years, if find out that those students are not going to be able to the government, then the institution end up demanding the parents of those students to pay money. And we find out that after 2 years, $2,000, and the parents cannot afford to pay that huge sum of money. So we are facing my challenges when it comes to school fees with my students, man, basically.
Coming to you, Alistair, you are feeling the heat firsthand. What would you want to see the government do to alleviate, you know, the plight faced by most students?
For example, we are looking at a scenario whereby most of our parents are civil servants and the industries are being shut down. And we look at most of other parents are vendors and they can't even afford paying those fees. For example, if you look at the way average wages of civil servants, most of them are ranging at about $300, which is less than three quarters that is required for students to register. So it's a problem to us as students now, because we feel like education is now being given to elite people. And according to the Constitution, it says that education is free for all. But is it free for those peasants, those children from Choloche, those children from where they cannot pay those fees which are required because their parents do not have money? If you look at those kids who are coming from rural areas such as Boera, a cow is less than $150. But the fees is more than $600. So it becomes a problem to us as students now to accept education, which is a problem because we believe that state education is free and the government should provide cadetships and scholarships for those children who are able. For example, let's look at a school in Boera, like Tawatama, is producing students with 15 points, but they cannot pay fees to access state-funded education.
Thank you there.
Si ngakapo ikuwe gumbo si lomlaleli lapha Miss T tinemtereri Ivan kuma swingo. Ivan wakadi yako.
Yo.
Hello Ivan.
Hello Rukuzo wa muri tegeni.
Ah tiri bostere kwa pina muchirongwa.
Yeah. Aita bazo mkani jeni sawo.
Tipe ufungwa zako. Hello, Ivan. Yenrambere, tipe ufungwa zako. Wanzo, nyairi mudariro, nyaye mafizi kusikoro.
Ashwa, tuku chema wakotri guna wakotri. Ah, that's a guna. Na hii kwanza wakotri zekwa. Wazi, mazari kutuzwane kwepe. Sveja na kuma umatoni zendu upone ula.
That in Doma fees, they say they cannot tuition chair.
Fees, they say four.
Saka,
and the Doma fees, they
say. Saka, ko basirava zizapa, no da kuona, urumende kanaguti, you know, my universities, achita chi, ndoguti, mu gone, ku badara marizi, musare miro maningi. Ndati saka ndapi matano aunoda kuona achitorwa kubasira vadzidzi.
Okay, ndoti dai kwanza kungoderedza obishana vamwe maybe tachakonza kuti kozi idudo struggle kuti wane mari yacho. Apo kuti akuna kutowana mari yacho.
Aiwa tinotenda mkoma Ivan kumasingo ikoko.
Okay.
Yeah, ngize kuwe mnumzana Gumbo. Kuyino obona kungenziwa kumbe siyazi usandaqeda wena UZ kona ngapho kodwa kuyini ubona ngani kungenziwa ngohulumende kumbe yiwa amakolishi okuphathisa abafundi?
Uhulumende kumele yena vele uqaliseke kwalise ukuthi besenze i-budget yabo lakhala behle beningi i-percentage engcontshwana kuma-universities ukuze kwalise ukuthi efundise abantwana bethu besihlaba. Enye into eqakathekileyo ngokuthi uhulumende aphathisane kumbe esebenzisane lamabhizinisi lapha akhona eZimbabwe, asebenzisane lamabhenki ethu ukuze bebe lehlelo yokuthi bekwanise ukubhadale nabantwana izikolo. Khathesi singakhangeli umumo wezinto, i-realize ukuthi i-government yona vele kayisebenzisane kahle namabhizinisi akhona, and as such there is very little contribution that is coming from the corporate world ukuze bencedise abantwana besikolo. So sithi thina nxa besenza ama-policies abo, nxa besenza i-budget yabo, number one bamele be-prioritize abantwana abakuma-universities because the development of human capital is key to the development of the nation and key to the development of the nation's economy. So number two, bamele besebenzisane namabhizinisi. Siyakwazi ukuthi khathesi uhulumende ukhala ukuthi akula mali elizweni, uthi inotet vele iwile yona, akula mali yokuthi kwanise ukwenze ezinye izinto esizitsho ukuthi zizazenza. But we believe that we are keen to see ukuthi uhulumende ngakasebenzisane namabhizinisi akhona, esebenzisane lama-banks and also take careful use of the natural resources that we have in the country, ukuthi iyehluleka yini ukuthi bebe le mali ukuthi bangakwanisi ukuthi bebhadale amafizi ama-universities. Ngoba i-constitution itho njalo phela, ithi yona it's a right ukuthi umuntu ebe ne-education. Manje this right should be supported ukuze this right, for this right to be realized, kumele ukuthi uhulumende yena simbone senza something to ensure that this right is realized. And one of the things that the government can do is to have financing of education and subsidize education to a level where it becomes acceptable to the ordinary citizen down there in Choloso, ordinary citizen down there in Botito, ordinary citizen down there in Berengwa.
Siyabonga mnumzana Gumbo lingayikatshana balaleli Miss T. That was of course Agency Gumbo saying that the government should learn to prioritize higher education in its national budget. He also spoke a need for the government to have good working relations with the corporate world and banks. Mm-hmm. But of course it's not an easy thing in an economy like Zimbabwe where there is zero confidence from within the country and without. Mm-hmm. So really to find institutions that are willing to invest monetarily in any sector is a tall order.
Mm-hmm. And of course, Ntunga, we just want to take a very quick break and we'll come back and read some comments from some of our listeners and also continue to take phone calls. But at this time, as usual, we just want to replay and recap the headlines from our news programs. For those of you that don't know, we have our Shona English and Ndebele daily news broadcast. And of course, Ntunga, it's time for the
news headlines.
Kwaita mirishonga kumahofisi MDC Renewal Team pamusangano wanga uchiitwa ne committee yepamusoro yebato iri nasi zvichitevera nyaya yekudanana nemudzimai wemunhu iri kupomerwa mubati wehomwe mubato iri va Elton Mangoma. Bato rakavambwa kunze kwenyika nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe makore maviri apfuura reZimbabweans United for Democracy kana kuti ZUNDE muchidimbu rinoparura mabasa aro munyika. Makanzura emugweru akambomiswa basa na Ignatius Chombo ochema nekupindira kwava Chombo mumakanzuru vachiti vari kuda kuparadza makanzuru ose anotongwa ne MDC.
Youths from the MDC renewal team clashed at the opposition formation's offices in Harare over the alleged extramarital affair of the party's treasurer general, Elton Mangoma, involving a married woman. The Zimbabweans United for Democracy Party, formed in the diaspora in 2013 and whose leadership includes former High Court Judge Justice Benjamin Paradza, was launched in Harare today. And finally, the African Development Bank is currently holding its 50th annual meeting in Abidjan, Cote d'Ivoire, where seven candidates, including a Zimbabwean, have lined up to take the coveted post of the bank's presidency.
Ibandla le-MDC Renewal Team lithi selibumbe ikomiti ezacubungula udaba lwelunga elisakhulayo umnumzana Believe Tebera othi wathathelwa umkakhe ngumnumzana Elton Mangoma ongumgcini-ngcebo waleli bandla. Ngakwelinye icele ibandla le-MDC elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai lamhla lisole ibandla le-ZANU-PF ngokwehluleka ukugcwalisa isithembiso salo sokusungula imisebenzi edlula izigidi ezimbili iyasithembisa ngesikhathi ikhankasela ukhetho olwedlulayo. Uhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke sidlaziye okwenziwa luhlangothi lukahulumende olukhangelane lezamasiko, imigido lokunye okufanayo olwe-National Arts Council olusanda kuqhuba imihlangano eminingi ebizwa ngokuthi yi-National Culture Week.
Thank you there to our reporters for the headlines recap. Ntunga, before we take our caller, Prince Ariparunare, let's read one or two comments that we received on WhatsApp today. There's a student here who said he wanted to rename nameless, but he said, I'm a student at Harare Poly, and I wanted to just say that students at the college are being denied a chance to register for November HEXCO exams before full payment of second term fees. A number of students, awasukwanisa kubvisa yese in one payment. Exam fee is $72 and school fees are $210. Then we also have Jonathan, who is a student at NAST, who says if we can call him, but he's speaking here similar to what Calvin was talking about, the number of heads per room that these guys are paying for accommodation at the university.
Silo mlaleli lapha ecingweni. Tatenda silo Prince. Kobulawayo. Prince wakadi yako.
Ndinofara vajonga makadivo.
Tinofara. Asi muningi nava vajonga ndintungamiri.
Ndintungamiri vakadii zvenyu ikoko.
Aiwa tiri boss tereki. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu nguva yafamba.
Ya zvinongoneka ndezvekuti mikutero yedu yezimbabwe ine mamiriro akaita nezvinhu zviri kuitika zvacho hando zvinongoti nepei. Asi kudai kwachizvi mabasa ari kuwanika muno muzimbabwe kana kuti zvaimboita kudhara zviya zviya kuti chikoro kunenge kuchiendwa asi munhu achikwanisa kuwana mari yekuti azviite manje kana chimari chinokwira kusanzaizi vanhu vacho vatikwanisi kuti tiwane mari yacho zvinonetsa.
Ko imimi muri kuenda kuchikoro kana kuti makatopedza?
Handichiripo pachikoro, handisati ndapedza, ndopedza dhisire.
Muri kudzidza kupi kunasti?
Aya, ndiri pacollege of agriculture pakubulawa ikokwanzi.
Okay, ikoko mafizi ari kufamba sei? Muri kubhadhara mari pasemester?
Iko pateni kone iti
465.
465? Bhadhara kuti ari kutokwira dhisitemi yevari kutanga ikozvi muna aseptemba ipapapo.
Pane shamari dzenyu here kana kuti vamwe vamunoziva vakatomira kuenda kuchikoro nenyaya yekutadza kureiza mafizi?
Inini seumwe wacho haari kutoreteka kuti ndiwa nefizi yacho. Saka takatowanda isinyaya yekuti kwai ndiri ndoga, asi kuti mamiriro akangoita situation yacho ndomawanda.
Aiwa, tinotenda mukoma Prince nekupinda muchirongwa chedu nhasi.
There, we'd like to ask our guests to hold on the line. Agency Calvin and Alistair will be right back to you. And to our listeners, we are now streaming full live on the internet. Please join us there. I'm Tatenda Gumbo.
abe radio siza bonana kusasa abakhona ukungena ebulenjini lingayika tshana olivalelisayo ngontungameli Nkomo.